Welcome to our service of evening prayer, which is being broadcast from the church building at Kidd of the Grange. May I suggest before we start that you take a comfortable seat, take a deep breath and relax. Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray in the power of his Spirit, that we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. And while we review that, let's just have a moment of silence. Merciful Father, grant to your faithful people pardon and peace, that we may be cleansed from all our sins and serve you with a quiet mind through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth will proclaim your praise. O Lord, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Now Mary's Magnificat, which is in metrical form, normally we would sing this to the tune of Amazing Grace, but I'll just read it for you. My soul proclaims the Lord my God, my spirit sings his praise. He looks on me, he lifts me up, and gladness fills my days. All nations now shall share my joy, his gifts he has outpoured. His little one he has made great, I magnify the Lord. His mercy is forevermore, his name I praise again. His strong right arm puts down the proud and lifts the lowly high. He fills the hungry with good things, the rich he sends away. The promise made to Abraham is filled by him each day. All glory be to God on high, all glory to the Son, and to the Spirit of the Lord, while endless ages run. And our psalm is Psalm 23, which is the well-known metrical version. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie. In pastures green, he leadeth me, the quiet waters by. My soul he doth restore again, and me to walk doth make within the paths of righteousness, e'en for his own name's sake. Yea, though I walk through death's dark vale, yet will I fear none ill, for thou art with me, and thy rod and staff me comfort still. Thou spreadst a table in my sight, in presence of my foes. My head thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house for evermore my dwelling place shall be. And our gospel reading is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, beginning at verse 26. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Hail, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered in her mind what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, since I have no husband?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And now the reflection. My parents used to embarrass me as a teenager by recalling stories from years before and conversations between me and my younger brother. Once, coming up to Christmas, we were discussing the coming of Jesus. "The angel Gabriel," I said, "came all the way from heaven to tell the Holy Mary that she would have a holy child." "But why," chirped my little brother, "did the angel Gabriel have to come all the way from heaven to tell her that?" "Because," I answered knowledgeably, "there were no holy doctors." As I write, it is the Saturday before Mothering Sunday, a relatively new feast on the Christian calendar, but one we hold dear, a time to honour our mothers and what they once meant to us, or, if living, still do. One of the collects for the day speaks of the home at Nazareth, where the infant Christ increased in wisdom and stature and in favour with God and man. To grow in wisdom and stature is our aim. We are never too young to start and never too old to learn something new. In these strange times, we watch and pray for the world around us. Where is God in these strange times? One answer is in the scientists, the geneticists, and the epidemiologists working on an antidote to this virus which threatens us all. He is in the medics, nurses, and social workers bringing help and comfort to the afflicted. He is in good friends and neighbours who have a kind word and a cheery wave, a letter, a helping hand. May we say, on this Mother's Day, he is in courageous women everywhere. Mary occupies a proud place in our nativity scenes, if not the Holy Doctor. How old was she when the angel Gabriel appeared to her? Probably about 14. Gabriel actually means the strength of God. This nice Jewish girl would need all the strength she could get if she was to do what was being proposed: bring a child into the world before the wedding, with no human father, to believe that this mysterious child would one day rule a kingdom without end. It was, as they say, a big ask, but she said yes. A brave girl, even if she barely understood what was coming. In the years that followed, she watched her son grow into a gifted preacher, drawing the crowds, working miracles, bringing God near, changing lives, falling out with the authorities, dying a most terrible death, and then, oh wonder, rising from the dead. Did she always understand? Finally, she was in that upper room at Pentecost, praying along with the gathered disciples, when the Holy Spirit lit them all up, changing them and changing the world forever. She didn't always understand, but she watched and she prayed. She watched the world around her, and she watched her son. There is much that we don't understand in life, however long we live, about the world, the mysterious ways of God, and how the seemingly impossible can be made possible. But we too can watch and pray with our Bibles, our prayer books, the newspaper, and the radio. We keep our eyes on Jesus, and we believe his promises, his promise to make all things new. Second hymn, I'll just read it to you. You know it well. Morning has broken like the first morning. Blackbird has spoken like the first bird. Praise for the singing, praise for the morning, praise for them springing fresh from the word. Sweet the rain's new fall, sunlit from heaven, like the first dew fall on the first grass. Praise for the sweetness of the wet garden, sprung in completeness, where his feet pass. Mine is the sunlight, mine is the morning, born of the one light Eden saw play. Praise with elation, praise every morning, God's recreation of the new day. And now the Nunc Dimittis, the song of Simeon, in the old form. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we affirm our faith using a revised version of the Creed. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? And the answer, if you can say it, we believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God, the Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known to the world? We believe and trust in him. And our collect for Mothering Sunday. God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth, and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us in our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. And now our prayers of intercession. Blessed are you, Lord our God, for amidst the trials and troubles of the world, you are present and ready to help us. You sent your Son so that we should not perish but have eternal life. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We give thanks to you, O Lord, for the Church and the hope that it brings to troubled lives. We ask your blessing upon Christians who are being persecuted for their faith or who risk their lives in the care of others. We remember all relief agencies and those who work in war-torn areas, in areas of earthquake or famine or any natural disaster. Lord, we put our trust in you. Hear us and help us. We give thanks, O Lord, for all who seek to bring peace and harmony in the world and all peacemaking forces. We pray especially for those whose lives are being endangered at this time. And we pray, of course, for all victims of the coronavirus. Lord, we put our trust in you. Hear us and help us. We give thanks, O Lord, for our homes and our loved ones. We ask your blessing upon all who have been driven out of their homes through acts of violence, natural disaster, and debt. We pray for those who find that they can no longer cope in their own home. Lord, we put our trust in you. Hear us and help us. We give thanks to you, O Lord, for healing services. We pray for all doctors and nurses, for paramedics and those who work in ambulances or rescue vehicles. We ask your blessing upon all those whose world has fallen apart through sickness or the loss of a loved one. Lord, we put our trust in you. Hear us and help us. The following prayer, in this time of the coronavirus, has been written by Archbishop Michael Jackson. Almighty and all loving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray to you through Christ the Healer for those who suffer from the coronavirus, COVID-19, in Ireland and across the world. We pray too for all who reach out to those who mourn the loss of a loved one, for each and every person who has died as a result of contracting the disease. Give wisdom to policymakers, skill to healthcare professionals and researchers, comfort to everyone in distress, and a sense of calm to us in all these days of uncertainty and distress. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, who showed compassion to the outcast, acceptance to the rejected, and love to those whom no love was shown to. Amen. We give thanks, O Lord, for the gift of eternal life. We rejoice in the faithful fellowship of your saints and ask your blessing upon all our loved ones departed. May we all share with you in the fullness of your kingdom. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And finally, a prayer for the night. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night. give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake. Amen. And we finish with the prayer our Saviour taught us in English and in Irish, though you will have to excuse my faulty Irish. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Ar nachar ato arniav, ganefer danam, gadaga doriacht, ganyenter the chail erantalav, mar yenter arniav. Ar naroin le hoil, turduin inu, agus maduin ard vecha, mar avacha midna, dar vechuina fein. Agus na lixin I gachu, ach sirshin o ulk. Orl is liatsa an huriacht, agus an kocht, agus an chloer, thri heil na sail. Amen. Our final hymn. This final hymn was written in Ellenburg, a walled town in Germany, in 1637. The town was struck by pestilence. Martin Rinkert was the only remaining clergyman. The others had fled. He performed more than 4,000 funerals that year. One of them was for his wife. Following the plague came a famine, and even in the midst of his poverty, Rinkert shared food with all he could. He also wrote this hymn, which has become known as the German Te Deum. We need to be positive in troubled times. Now thank we all our God with heart and hand and voices, who wondrous things hath done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love, and still is ours today. Oh, may this bounteous God, through all our life be near us, with ever joyful hearts and blessed grace to cheer us, and keep us in his grace, and guide us when perplexed, and guard us through all ills in this world and the next. All praise and thanks to God, the Father, now be given, the Son and Him who reigns with them in highest heaven, the one eternal God, whom earth and heaven adore, for thus it was, is now, and shall be evermore. And our dismissal, the Lord be with you and also with you. May the defence of the Most High be above, beneath and around us, in our going out and in our coming in our rising and in our going down, all our days and all our nights, until the dawn, when the Sun of Righteousness shall arise with healing in his wings for the people of the world, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. So it only remains for me to wish you well in these uncertain times, also for the remainder of Lent, and as far as is possible, that you may in some way experience Easter when it comes. And I'm always at the end of the phone if you want a bit of a chat or a prayer, or while I still can, if you're stuck for some little thing, give me a ring and I'll bring it to your doorstep. Thank you.